Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
At the four closest to me.
Yes. So, Wiggity Rat with Tentacles, Minion, Dire Rat.
Okay. I will split the herd. We'll start with the Dire Rat as the primary target. Uh, 22 versus AC.
We'll hit him.
Okay. For 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Secondary card. First minion. Um, 20 versus reflex.
On a minion?
On this minion?
Yes, that'll hit the minion.
He explodes.
He explodes.
22 or crit on the minion.
Okay.
Secondary damage. And secondary damage on the dire rat.
Yeah.
Nice attack.
22 versus reflex.
I'll hit it.
And 8 points of damage to that one.
Do you think I should try to force that one guy that's grabbed to stay there and then cast Cloak of Fingers?
And we so will slide the dire rat.
That one is now bloodied.
The this direction and I'm one. Marking him.
The one in the corner.
Okay.
Oh.
How long do your marks last?
Mark of Wrath. Every time you attack an enemy, whether you miss, you can choose to mark it. Mark lasts until the end of your next turn. So, okay. Well, I did hit him, so he would be remarked and remarked. So,
okay. Just keep in
mind. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Ella, you're up.
It did send this time. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm. Phone silence.
Alright.
Not yet.
Okay.
You
pretty safe there.
Yeah, and I should be able to see everything. Are there more minions that need to be gotten rid of, or should I start working
on
that?
That's the only minion.
There's only one minion left.
Should I start working on the creepy...
I will work on the creepies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have used a miner to give Rand an action.
Okay.
Rand will attack the last minion.
There may not be a minion there.
And 21 versus AC.
That'll hit him.
Okay, he goes away. And
you gain temporary hit points.
Life for you! As you siphon off its life energy.
We get rid of that minion. So
giant infernal straw comes out. Right.
Roll a perception. Everyone can roll perception.
If my passive is less than
20.
Do we use our passive?
No.
Okay, 15. 27.
Okay,
21.
14.
20. Everyone notices. And when the other rats die, the rat with the mane of red tentacles seems to get a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
It's about to get a whole lot worse.
Alright, so I'm going to lance a face him.
Okay.
And a 28 hit his reflex.
Yes. Okay. Wait, let me look. Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Yes.
Want to check again?
Yes.
Okay. And he can take 12 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And who's up after me? It's
He's
Beric.
Up bloody.
I think me.
Beric gets a plus 2 to his next attack roll against Big and Ugly.
Okay. At which point, before Beric gets the kill.
Want to bloody him?
Yeah, go ahead and bloody him.
Start spraying out rats?
Yeah, just big red thing. He spit out rats or something.
We need to get some of these critters. We just have them.
At which point, you hear what you now know is a ratty battle cry. You are very familiar with this sound.
We laugh.
What's different about this?
Instinctively, we laugh at it because
is that you actually hear a ba-boom,
ba-boom, ba-boom, oh,
like it's riding something.
Oh,
when in fact, two rat lords riding dire rats, which look bigger than any of the other dire rats here, come bursting through the purple curtain. And they're riding their dire rats, and they have, like, little...
That is awesome.
Yeah. So they have, like, little reins on them, and they pull it up, and they
we
both
will slay
fire.
You with our guns.
Yes, pretty much.
They have little metal...
One of the dire rats, its head is shaved, and it has, like, scratched symbols into the side of its head.
Great.
One of them have a mohawk?
Is another one chewing on
a
cigar? Sorry.
Okay, who will they shoot? Let's see. They will shoot you two, since you're trying to beat up their favorite rat. So, does the 26 hit your reflex?
Let me check.
Sarek.
Yes.
And does the 27 hit your reflex?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarek, take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Beric, take 8 points of damage. As you both get shot.
We'll be with you in a moment.
Now it's Barry's turn.
Okay. I'm hoping a 29 hits it.
Let me check. Hold on. Yes. Wait. Yes. How much damage does it take?
Mm-hmm.
42 million.
30 points of damage.
Oh, well, almost.
It dies.
Bye.
It is no more. Blah.
Splat.
It's an X. Semi-demonic
rat. That's nice. That's their favorite rat. Now it's splattered on them. And I go... fucking rats.
And now the dire demonic rat is no more.
I forgot to keep track of tails. Sadly, I'm just going to cross it out and just wait for the official count.
Yeah, because chances are you will not count anyway.
And Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have move and a minor.
Oh,
left,
right.
So.
Sorry.
Now that I'm not in anyone's threatened zone, I'm just going to go move to right there.
Hi.
And then go as a minor action.
Alrighty.
As a minor action, I make farting noises at it.
Well, okay. As a minor action, I sustain my hand on the one guy, so he takes 9 points of icy damage.
Okay, I thought that the, was he on, was the...
No, nope, he's on the one in the corner.
Okay. This dude.
He takes how much icy damage?
9.
Okay. he's bloodied.
Sweet. And then, as my actual action...
Yeah, that was my fruit strike.
I'm sorry they're attacking you.
You did that on purpose.
3d12 plus 6 damage. Now, if only I could crit, I get an extra d12 because of my high crit.
Does Jeremy
weapon.
Want a cracker?
I will have a cracker shortly, yes. Okay. Thank you.
So that'd be.
Thank you.
Right now, he's killing 80.
Alright.
Basically, so max, I can use 42 damage plus a
d12.
With a burst of 3 from where
actually,
I just moved, can I hit everybody?
Plus another d6.
From where you just moved?
Yes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It should hit every
5.
One.
Okay. Alright, so we'll start in the back.
Okay.
This is going to be a 22.
against what?
Against fortitude.
Yes, that will hit it.
Alright, then the other rat lord dude would be an 18 against fortitude.
That will hit that. Their fort is a mighty 13.
Alright, then this dude would also be an 18.
Okay, that will hit him.
Alright, then this dude would be 16.
Against who?
This dude.
Okay, that will hit him.
Alright, and
one,
then...
1, 2, 3. Remember that these guys, these are actually two things.
Okay.
It's literally, it's...
Well, then I rolled against the rat lords. I need to roll against the mounts, I guess. But
okay.
This
so,
definitely hit, then...
Hold on, the rat okay, lords sure. have a... What is it, reflex?
No, it's fortitude.
Fortitude, okay. A 15, so yeah.
Yeah. Alright, then that guy in the corner also got hit, because I rolled an 18, and I get plus 9. Now against the mounts. Probably not. That'd be a 12?
No.
Then...
That'd be a 22.
22.
Yes.
So one of the mounts.
One of the mounts.
So I roll damage once.
Okay.
It's not going to be a lot of damage. It's going to be 13 points of fire damage, and they all have 5... ongoing fire damage.
Okay. I'm just kind of laughing because the one thing that gave them all fire resistance just died.
That's fine.
Way to time it.
And everybody got cooked.
Yes, in the middle of the fight, Barrick just stops and goes...
Yeah.
Okay, and they take how much damage?
13.
Okay.
Plus five
ongoing fire damage. All of them in the room.
13.
Do you just use
Fire Shroud?
Fire Shroud? That's an encounter power?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it only hurts enemies.
Oh,
so the fire just goes right through you guys.
It only does 1d8.
Yep.
It doesn't affect your people. So
and it has an ongoing fire.
Nice.
So that ongoing is nice. See, I thought Fireball had that ongoing. Sadly, no.
They kind of nerfed Fireball.
Somewhat. It's a 3d6, but it has a range on it of 20 squares. And a blast radius of 3, so you can cook
Nothing
roots.
Actually dies.
That's fine.
But all of the dire rats are bloodied if they weren't before.
Does that include this thing?
Yes.
My hope is they'll fail their saves.
Alright.
Alright.
They all at least take 5.
What about the...
That was Tim.
What about the mounts and the rat lords, no?
They are not yet bloody.
Okay, yet. Yet being the operative term.
Now I don't have a cracker.
The giant rats all sleep the sleep of the dead. And Gwen gets to go.
Thank you.
You got quite the follow-up. You got this here.
Which one of the dire rats that the lords are on was not hit?
That would be this one.
Okay. I'm going to cast Dreadful Word.
Okay. Should probably curse them.
Yeah, curse them bay first.
Yeah.
Well, closest one.
Whoever's close to me.
That one. I believe somebody else.
Yeah. 10 against will.
Not gonna do it.
See, you could just walk down the street in town just cursing everybody.
You could, and then
didn't they burn you as a witch?
Talk to you about that.
No, they'd burn you as a witch. That's kind
She's
of talking.
She's a witch.
Well, oddly enough, their will is only 11.
Oh, sad.
Then the other dire rats get to go. The ones that are still vaguely sort of alive. Okay, so this guy...
When you get her, I'm...
Dies.
Do I get a distance advantage?
I think she does.
Mm-hmm. For that?
Oh. What do you mean?
Or not. I don't know. This here. Plus 2 to attack.
It should already, be figured into what you're doing.
That's
yeah.
what I'm asking.
That's that one it right there. Is
that it right there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This one dies.
Let me double check. Make sure. I think I added it in.
Who had the blue ones?
Oh yeah, we've got action points.
That's only if they're flanked. That's not added in, but if anyone has something flanked, you get combat advantage from it at range.
Okay. Yeah. Which sadly is not the thing that you attack. Right.
Right. So there's nothing that's currently flanked.
Right.
Except for me.
One dire rat tries to attack you. And will probably not hit you. 19 AC.
No.
Okay. One dire rat will try to attack you. Sarek with a mighty 14 AC.
No.
Okay.
Did you figure in it's plus 2 against me for me flanking? Because it would still miss.
Yes. Yes, I did. That was with the plus 2. Okay. But if you want, I'll add 2 more.
Go ahead. It'll still miss.
Okay. The next one's going to crit. Watch, I can tell without looking. Crit.
Oh, I can do that too. I attack everything next to me, and I crit. I mentioned my brute strike regenerated, so I do 40-some damage to both.
Okay, so the dire rats, who are soon to be hamburger, have gone, and now it's back to Kaya.
Okay.
Kaya is suddenly enemy-less over there.
Like suddenly, many of the former enemies are no more.
And now we're flanking that. If you go against that dire rat,
let's see. I gotta figure out if these two guys save, and they both save. No more ongoing fire damage for you two. Not that it won't matter. Like, oh, thank God, we're not on fire anymore.
Oh dear God, what is that fish coming at us?
Can I throw lightning at them?
Needless to say, don't waste a damage.
Just using martial strike.
I used it.
No. Will a 21 hit their AC?
Yes. And it dies horribly.
Okay.
It had a hit point left, so as long as you do more than... as long as you do at least one hit point in damage, then, yeah.
Ooh.
Sarek. his ever faithful companion Ren. Everything around Ren died. He's sad.
Aww.
I mean, slightly less angry. But then he's more angry because there's nothing else to bite.
Well, there are, but it would probably entail him being cursed and kicked. So maybe biting would be bad.
He could bite Kaya. That would probably be wrong.
She kicks high, and he would be
That's
kicked.
Okay, he's very low.
She could then kick low. She just kicks high just because.
Do you want me to kill this other dire adder? You got it with the vicey grasp thing.
Oh, I've got it. It's fine.
All right, cool.
I'm just going to nickel and dime it to death.
Okay. This turn.
Well, the icy hand's like,
yeah.
Ow.
Icy, ow. Oh, ow.
And then he sets it on fire.
As a miner, I'm going to resist 5 points damage this turn.
Okay.
Icy.
Hot. I'm thinking about putting a cloud of daggers there, so he has to either move or he...
And that's a little bit... Yeah, okay. So you gain resist 5
it's an
until
outlet
the
power.
End of your next turn or the beginning of your next turn?
That's true.
Start of my next turn.
Okay. So, just so you know, that's 5 from every attack and every source. It says you get resist 5.
Yep.
Resist 5 to all damage. Yes.
Which is cool.
That means 5 from every source.
That's
fine. That
means
if two different guys punch you, you resist 5 from each of them.
That's fine. And just to be a wanker, we'll do a snatch and claw on this dire rat.
Okay. So the mount.
The mount, yes.
Okay.
Ooh, that one guy might not be able to shoot, though, because he's standing right next to him.
27 yes. Versus AC.
That will hit his AC.
You're a good puppy. You don't bark.
And...
Teddy is punchy, even though he was
11 points of damage. And I will drag it to here. Does the rider come along with the drag?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the rider does come with the drag. And it is sad.
And I'll mark the mount.
Okay. what's Ren doing?
I used the miner to activate the... Resist 5.
Okay.
So
Rend is doing nothing.
Rend can do nothing this round.
Ella.
Let's see. I guess we'll go ahead and get rid of the guy in the corner who's bloodied. Why?
No, that's all good. I'll just use a standard action, grab the guy next to me.
Alright.
You might not kill him, who knows?
I don't know.
Try your best. Murder his.
23 hit his reflex?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you do more than 1 point of damage.
Yes.
Okay, he's dead.
And my hand's like, aww.
Yeah.
And then looks over at the next guy.
I did maximum damage.
That's why.
It's way dead.
He's dead a lot.
Yeah. And hands him down, and then it notices the other guy, and it's like,
oh. It's like, now all the snakes and the rat men, and they're are like, well, shit.
Because they fire their guns, that somebody's going to attack of opportunity. It's a missile weapon.
Okay. Let's see. What
they should have had lances.
Clearly.
Little swords.
Little bitty swords.
I asked if they had metal helmets. Because they're a little rough. Lord, blew up. Barrett popped his head.
You have no manners. No manners.
Nope. He got better and better, and then he got popped.
You making sure everybody's okay?
I'm sure it was just something they're watching.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You get an opportunity attack on both the rider and the guy, as the giant dire rat and the rat man, as one of them bolts.
What's happening?
There's bolting.
The rat man is trying to run away.
I don't know that he's going to make it.
Ooh. The rat man I critically missed.
Okay.
The dire rat, on the other hand, I critically hit.
Ah! That is not actual damage on him.
So the rat man keeps going in his mouth and just goes, fuck!
I wonder if he takes falling
He takes 10 points of damage.
Yeah, he takes max because you crit him.
It's not combat advantage, though, right?
No.
Okay. Just 10.
10's the maximum?
10's my max.
Okay.
Harley, where are you? Harley!
Right,
here
we go.
Okay.
This guy runs away.
Come here.
Mightily.
My creepy hand's going to be following him pretty soon here.
The dire rat.
Yeah, did that thing in the middle survive the fire?
What thing?
The curtain.
Probably not. So you see him run through here and run through this open door. And you see him stop here and get off. And that's what he does this round. And this guy is the one that has the head shaved and the symbols kind of carved into his head. And he's like, that's swearing at him in Ratman.
Not a language I've learned yet. If he writes it down, I can read it, though.
F you!
Pretty much. There's certain gestures that are more or less universal, which you do recognize him using.
I'll respond in Abyssal.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I was gonna say,
fine, it's not my turn yet.
I was gonna say,
okay, so he will try to... See, you've got him marked, so he will try to... The Rat Lord will try to stab you, and...
Well, I've only got the Dire Rat marked.
Okay. The Rat Lord will still try to stab you at 26 AC?
Yeah.
Okay. Take 10 points of damage. And the Dire Rat, the very large Dire Rat, will try to bite you. Does a 16 hit your AC?
Dang it.
No, because I...
Okay.
Oh, crap. I didn't
get...
Okay, that's
fine. Beric, you're up.
All right. That thing will get a swing at me.
Myself off of plus two.
So I provoke attack, yeah.
Okay.
That's
a...
Yeah.
One crits you? I said, one crits you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was falling asleep. And Kapow says, no, he doesn't.
And then the Rat Lord hits an AC 16, which probably doesn't
miss.
So I think, does that turn a crit into a regular hit?
No, it makes you roll again.
Does a 19 hit you?
No.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now that gets a swing at me, whatever what that is.
Okay, that's a big dire rat. And we'll try to bite you in this.
And then I burn an action point to shift into that square.
Damn it! It's sad. It's so sad right now.
And I'm like, going somewhere?
It sounds like he's giving you what for.
I'm like,
Tim.
All right, I'm using my standard action first to have the hand attack the rider.
Okay.
So that's it's versus what is it versus? Reflex. It's going to be a 15.
Not gonna hit him.
Oh, sad. Well, fine. I'm burning my action point. And just because I'm a dick, these guys are blocked, but still. I'm going to shoot magic missile at the one guy in the corner then.
Okay.
I just got off.
At the rat man? Or
yes,
at the,
at the rat man.
Okay.
I'm assuming a 25 will hit his reflex.
Yes.
One can only hope.
Aww. 13 points of damage.
And because I forgot to do it last time, I forgot to give them their fire damage last time.
And then as a move action, my hand goes doo 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 doo.
Interposes itself.
And they're all still on fire. And you shot him and did how much damage?
13.
And the rat man that is standing next to you is both unhappy and bloody.
Which one is the mount? Which one is the rat man?
No, I shot the one down there by you.
The one by, firstly, it's the one by you. And the the mount is actually the yellow thing.
Okay, yeah. So that's not the one.
That's what you had marked. So, you zapped which one?
The right man.
So this dude.
Right.
And he's bloodied. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just, you know, had
and still
injury.
On fire.
And still on fire.
We can always 4d20 for saving throws and didn't roll higher than a 7.
I don't feel bad for you.
All right, Tim, are you done wreaking havoc?
Yes.
Okay, for now.
For now.
Okay, Gwen, your turn to wreak some havoc.
What's your move? Cut him up to here and be able to shoot down the hall if you wanted to.
She'd have to move into and out of an adjacent square to the rat man.
No,
she just moves some. She can come up here and go diagonal.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We can move diagonally.
Go ahead. Yeah. Sometimes I forget that we can move diagonally.
I don't know that I've got enough movement though.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, but you could still zorch the guy right there.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to grab him.
Yeah, I can just do that.
You want to move up here?
That's fine.
Okay.
Curse him.
Yep.
There. Alright, who are you cursing? You have your choice of cursing the...
here, 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 or here.
Well, she's got to curse.
Actually, she's
got to
curse
two.
Either the mount,
either the mount
or the,
or
the rat man.
Take the mount. Or take the rat man.
Okay. And blow him up. Vaporize his head. Turn him into rat goo.
Alright, so now what are you doing?
I'll do Dire Radiance.
Okay.
Against the rat man right there in front of me.
Okay, roll it.
Natural 20.
So, maximum damage, plus another die 6.
17.
He's bloodied.
Who is bloodied?
The rat man.
The rat man is now bloodied. And let's see, you guys killed all the dire rats. So there are no more of them. Which brings us back to the top of the round with Kaya.
going to do that.
So the rat man finds himself suddenly outside.
How did that face through the wall?
He goes, huh,
sweet!
Oh, crap! Oh.
Then he falls into that gaming nowhere land where you just fall
forever.
Who? The rat man.
Okay.
Some games, they were nice enough to let you die after you fell a certain distance. Others, you not so much.
Yeah. Like, Max Payne was one where you didn't.
No, you just kept falling. If you fell through the world, you just fell until there was darkness. I think on the first Elder Scrolls, you died after a while.
That is 15 points of damage.
That's why I always set my teleportation at the beginning of the... I always set my teleportation at the beginning of the dungeon.
I forgot to do my extra damage, but that's okay.
Still you gain temporary hit points.
You can do the extra damage if you like. He will still be dead.
She's like, okay.
He took an extra two.
Oh, okay. Give me the counter.
Never mind.
All right. That was Kaya. Sarek, you're up.
Sad.
There's still a perfectly good giant rat there to be killed.
I know.
It's even bigger than the other giant rats were. Mm-hmm.
Barrick, you got those, or do I use a daily or a counter power here?
I think I got these guys.
Okay.
Really?
Then I'll totem's rain. So, bringing the weight of my totem down on this.
This very, very sad
dire rat.
18 versus AC.
That will not hit him.
Damn it.
Don't you love that when you miss with an encounter for a daily? Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of my dailies I do have misses on.
Yeah, one of mine is if you miss, it does happen.
I'm fine. I'm burning my action point.
Okay.
I'm irritated. I will give Rend... We'll use the miner to give Rend a...
crit.
Sucks to be that dude. He may move out of way or something.
Sustaining strike. Will 19 hit its AC?
Yes. 19 is its AC.
So in other words, had I not done Rand and had I used the rage to continue, I would have hit it the last one. But oh well. Sad. 11 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
Not bloodied yet?
Nope, not yet. Rand's up, though.
And it's either claw or bite.
Either one.
I don't get both.
Nope.
Fine. I'm gonna claw. And I'm going to miss.
Probably. Okay. Ella.
Lance of Faith, the thing.
Giant dire rat?
Yes, in the room. And I'm pretty sure I hit it. 28 against reflex.
Yes.
You want to check again?
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Okay.
Lance of Faith, do you want to heal?
No.
Okay.
Do you need to be healed?
No. No.
Does anyone need to be healed? Mm-hmm. I have two healing words.
I'm Rin's, down by two, so...
Rin's a little hurt. I'm a little bit more hurt. But Rin's also got that filth fever thing going, too, so...
I don't think I can get rid of that, sadly.
Okay.
14 points of damage.
Okay.
And who goes after me?
It is now bloodied.
Yay. Who's in the room with me?
After? Let's see, who goes after you?
That's in the room.
Eric, Tim, and Gwen. So Tim and Gwen.
Tim. Okay, well then you get a plus two to your attack roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm going to go ahead and heal Sarek. So you get the points of your healing surge plus nine.
Okay, gets me back up to full.
Yeah, I can't do anything about the filth fever.
Does that use one of my healing surges?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how removing disease works.
You could do heal check.
I believe there's probably a ritual.
There is. Yeah. There's a ritual for it, but it's the next, it's level six.
But I think we can help with the heal check somehow, though.
Yeah. We can look at it later.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it taken care of, because if we can't do the ritual, we'll go to the temple.
Yeah, well, and we'll have enough, we should have enough rat tail credit.
Yeah. Oh, you guys again.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to cast Remove Disease on you 12 times again, just because?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks. Sorry, tromping around in dirty places.
12 hours later. Oh, we're done.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Well,
we only needed it once.
The Rat Lord in here kind of decides that it's...
I have this...
It's going for it.
With this particular
That's fine.
It's a twist to hurt you.
Snap, and I'm like, yeah.
Does an AC 11 hit you?
No.
Ha! As it stabs into the floor, 2 feet away from your foot.
Jeez, with his armor class, it may have hit him and just went clank, clank. Clank, 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 clank.
He's like,
Here, Eric, do that again. Hold on.
Okay, have you taken the picture yet?
There we go.
Okay.
I had to wait for the camera to actually load up, so...
All right, so...
And
then the dire rat.
Oh,
right, the two dire rats. One, you still have him marked, so he'll try to bite at Sarek. That's an AC 21 hit Sarek.
Yes.
Okay, Sarek, you have filth feeder.
Yay! It may not actually... You may be able to... With an endurance check, it may not take completely, so...
Take 10 points of damage.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Well, it's a good thing I healed you.
Run its course anyway.
And AC 11 does not hit you, so...
It goes, hang, 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 hang.
It's happily gnawing
I'll be with
on
you in just a moment.
Leg. Beric.
Okay. Yeah, the rat man, I crit on him. Doing... 35 points of damage.
he dies.
And the it was cleaved, so the other dude takes 3 points.
That's just the FU one. It's like, okay. I just killed your rotter, and then I went, poke.
So then they did take their fire damage, and now they are no longer on fire.
Sad.
Goodbye. Friendly rat man. You didn't want to hurt anybody much.
Right.
After
you just wanted to bring about the end of the world. Is that so bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Even for the other rats, that's
Come
bad.
Come on. Not really. Tim, you're up.
1, 2, 3. How many hit points does that guy have left?
11.
And my standard action, my hand will attempt to grab.
It worked.
That would be a 20
Look,
versus
he missed.
His...
He missed!
20 versus his reflex.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
It could die.
Where the hell did you go?
And that will be 20 points of icy damage. Christ.
Okay.
And now he's grabbed again.
Alrighty.
And I guess I... Yeah. That's all.
Gwen, you're up.
Like, ha 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 ha!
And you see the big beast hand doing this.
Creepy.
Killed. Big me's mighty doggy.
Wedgies.
Big me's wedgie.
You've played Dungeon Keeper before. You haven't. Damn it.
Okay, tell us your duke.
Well, if he still has it, he should show you the creepy hand in it. It's like... It's how you go right, around the dungeon. It's
if I shoot at the like one with the hands on, is it going to hurt?
Green hand with long fingernails and it floats around.
That's how
like
you should paint it.
Hurt. Nice.
The and one that casts it?
No.
Okay. I'll paint it up next week.
Okay. So, on him.
Because I'll use it as my mage's hand, too.
Ooh, so. I don't think so.
All right. Get one of the flying stands.
Back to the top of the round, Kayat.
I don't have one of the flying stands.
I will check. That's a good idea. I may have one. Let me double check.
Punch it.
It's not like I don't have a lot of spare right palm arms.
And I hit it.
Well, I seriously thought
right about I only have 30 of them.
Well, I seriously thought for a familiar, right in one of those flying bases and stick one of the skulls on them. So it can be a flying skull.
And I do 12 points of damage to it.
Which
okay, that's enough to kill it. How bad? How do you want it to die?
I want it to splatter against the wall.
Okay.
I kick it and it explodes. It explodes.
Well, it was frozen.
You kick it and it shatters.
Frozen chunks hit the wall.
Frozen rat chunks are now stuck to the wall. Okay. Sarek.
Standing.
Sarek, there's still a dire rat over here if you want a piece of it.
Maybe rend?
It's not even bloodied yet.
Can you do a charge?
I'm going to have to do a charge.
I mean, you only get a basic attack on that, but...
Basic attack is not much different than all three of my dailies.
On yours, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, one of my dailies is a basic attack.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
Because you could do it in a charge, I believe.
Mm-hmm. This giant diorite is going to be very sad between me and him.
And I'll rage. Just because.
Because you can. Sorry, he's raging. There's nothing I can do. I could try to stop him. I'm not, but I could try to stop him.
I've got him flanked now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So plus two.
And the rage gives me another plus two.
So you do have combat advantage on him.
Aw, dead. Which gives me plus two damage. Oh, crit miss.
And you stab your claw into your own eye.
And the rat's like, what?
The rat's like,
that's like,
he comes screaming through the
room. Okay. Okay. The rat's like, be right with you. I gotta kill this big one first. Hold on.
Miner giving Rand his.
Okay.
And. Although that's just a standard move for Rand. So. How does it feel about 23 versus AC?
It feels very sad and rather kind of insecure, really.
Yeah. 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And it's bleeding. Was it on fire too?
That one was not. It was the only one that was never on fire. Ella, you're up.
Huh. Let's see. How far can I make it?
Question is, how far do you need to make it?
Yeah, well, the problem is that I need to be able to see out the door. Yeah. If I stand there, I probably can't see it. If I stand here, can I see it?
Should be able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
then he won't be able to attack them.
How many spaces did you move?
I either moved 3 or 4 now, I don't remember.
Four.
Okay.
Now, you could have run, which gave you a +2, but then be a -5 to actually hit, which, I mean, you'll either hit or miss.
Yeah.
And that'd give you a +2. But what are you trying to use?
Well, all of my powers are range 5, so...
How about Lance of Faith?
Lance of Faith is range 5.
Really?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well...
The only thing that I have is command.
Well, you could run, which would give you another 2 squares. You just have to -5 to hit. You'll either hit or miss.
That's true. So...
Just move up 2 more squares, and then...
Mm-hmm. 2 squares.
Yeah, and then you're within range to hit him.
What's your range on it?
It's 5.
I mean, the -5 is nasty, but...
Yeah, not gonna do it.
Yeah.
I've been rolling really well all night.
Okay. The dire mount now takes its 5 points of damage. Roll the save now because I'm thinking about it, and he'll save. And then he will try to bite. Oh.
The last survivor is a freaking mount.
Actually, he'll probably try to bite Rend. Probably hit Rend. That's AC 19 hit Rend.
Yeah.
Ren takes 5 more points of damage. Oh,
sad.
Barak! Let's go with...
Is that thing bloodied yet?
Nope. No.
It should be bloodied.
We can fix that.
Now it's bloodied. Is it happy now that it's bloodied?
It's less happy than it was when it forgot that it should have been.
All right, doing a Reaping Strike, 24 versus AC?
Yep, that'll hit.
That is 15 more points of damage.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and mark it this time.
All right. Tim!
Right, I use move action. And then I use my standard action as a move action.
This is 5 foot tall ice hand.
And then I wait.
Let's try new hand puppets.
Next. There's Cthulhu.
And since that seems to be amusing, I will use a minor action to cast Mage Hand, and the hands can communicate.
Then I...
That's the sound of 2 Mage Hands clapping. You don't want to know.
All right, is that it for you, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, Gwen.
You charged him with opposite energies.
Oh, yeah, one's icy and one's just... Force, so. I would think it'd sound like a bug zapper, personally. But that poor guy is gonna get zorked. Oh, you should probably curse him?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think you can see him.
Aww.
Yeah.
No?
Can't see him past her?
She could probably see over.
Oh, sure.
I'm only like 3'5" or something, sure. You know.
Right. And friendlies don't provide cover.
Mm-hmm. You should still curse him, though. Yeah. He is a cursible
rat
thing.
Cursed.
Start, you know.
Let's get in the habit. Curse everything.
Yeah. As soon as you're
the waitress comes to take your order,
curse you.
Curse you.
Just curse her.
Well, some, yeah. What would you like? Ow, you cursed me. What the hell?
Let's see. Eldritch Blast. Sixteen.
against reflex.
16 against reflex. Let me see. Yes, they'll hit.
11.
Plus your d6.
12.
Yeah, it might be enough to kill him. Who knows?
Not quite. Kaya, you're standing alone in a room with a bunch of
dead rats.
Formerly alive rats.
Someone and charged. Just like of. Volunteering. I don't know. I think they've probably got it taken care of.
No, we don't. We need all the help we can get.
I mean, yes, seriously, how many people does it take to kill one rat?
I don't know. Hey, at this point, it seems like more than we got.
If he survives the next round, I'm sending an icy hand to
him. Even if he doesn't survive the next round, he's going to send an icy hand to anyway. It's like, I got this thing for 5 minutes.
I'll just wait.
Okay. Sarek.
Come on, Sarek.
My interaction to get rid of
it has left. Come on, Sarek.
I'm not fighting my way through all those people to go in and kill the rest of all things.
No, it's mine!
So you want to use my crossbow? You want to waste him with a crossbow?
20 versus AC.
That will hit.
Still have to throw anything?
Yeah.
Five is the minimum I can do.
Okay.
It's called improvisation expert.
Dead.
9.
Yeah, you had 4 left.
Dead.
And since I gave Rend his action, he will...
That will bite him for good measure?
No, he will use a healing surge.
He'll go over and pee on him for good measure. He probably would go pee on him.
Take that!
I've been holding that for since we showed up. I was waiting for a special target, and you're that special target!
And it's you!
I choose you!
Well, that was entertaining. Do we need to go find a place to rest?
Yes.
And strangely, okay. The rat tells us collect themselves. They tie themselves up and go in the bag. Like,
So, what happens with the filthy fever?
The filthy fever.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Because I don't
know
that I
can. I'm having 2 days.
Diseases. Diseases.
It's in the monster manual.
Do a heal check.
Well, the rules, though, to cure it is in... The DMG or...
Okay.
But we should probably backtrack to somewhere where we think it's a bit more secure. Obviously with this opening here.
Not
so much. I would rather not sleep in the place where the ghosts came after us.
We could go back down to the first floor of the horse room.
Yes. I'm thinking that's probably the best place to go. The cleanest, quote unquote, place to go.
And it had an odd smell, though.
And as you're heading down the stairs.
Heal, first aid.
We explode.
Treat disease. Make a heal check to treat the character suffering from a disease.
God damn it.
We hear the voice again.
Daddy!
Must attend the character.
God, I hate you.
Chaos is the key.
Basically, the heal check replaces the endurance check.
Next thing he's going to tell us. He needs to feed. Feed me, Seymour.
Let me toss him an apple.
Wait.
Toss him a rat carpet.
I got a biscuit.
Give him a biscuit.
All right. First, when you get down there, the slide in his belly is open. And you're like, I've got a biscuit. And you throw it, and it hangs in the air for way too long. And then it comes back and baps you in the head.
Bastard, I was trying to be nice.
Let's not call the trap potentially demon thing a bastard. Throwing biscuits at it is a good, well, not necessarily a good thing, but seems harmless enough.
He said that he needed to feed. I was giving him food.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the disgusting horror room and rebarricade the door.
I have food.
Thoroughly.
Right. Instant campsite.
Instant campsite. You use your ritual so we have some nice yummies.
Food. I don't even have to use a ritual.
Yeah,
it's just in this basket.
You can either do the endurance check or replace it with the heal.
It's supposed to feed, what, 5 people for 24 hours?
Nice.
So it feeds you for about 20 minutes?
No.
3 hours?
It says, after an extended rest, you open the basket, creating enough food and water to feed 5 small or medium creatures, or 1 large creature, for 24 hours. So, well,
that's
or
almost
one
everybody.
Oh.
You don't get a tent. You gotta sleep in a whore bed then.
I don't have to sleep in a whore bed. I can do my ritual.
You do your ritual. I'll eat my own food. I got these rats.
You can sleep in my tent, and I will sleep at next to the door.
Barrick, you can sleep in your tent.
All right.
I can sleep in your tent.
No. Rend needs to give me an endurance check.
Okay.
I believe it's based on constitution.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's not trained in endurance.
No. So whatever his con
bonus
plus half his level.
Go ahead. The total bonus should be listed there.
Well, I don't have it for Rend. I've got it for me.
It should be actually.
Is that what
the bottom low? He's got down to the towards the bottom. It's got his stats listed. His con should have a bonus listed next
right.
to it. So roll that and add that. Roll d20 and add that bonus.
So I was just looking at it like us, with the half the ability modifier. That would be an 11.
Okay. Rend loses a healing surge.
Can I,
And he takes a -2 penalty to armor class, fort, and reflex.
Ow. Can I do a heal check?
Sure.
Will that help him?
You can try.
Well, basically,
I believe you got infected as well.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, first lose a healing surge, and then make an endurance roll for you.
You said AC fort and what?
I'll do some battlefield triage. I actually have the heal skill.
AC fort and reflex.
I will assist.
25.
I assist, so okay. You get 27.
He gets the. That does seem to help. He gets the. He basically just goes back to having lost the healing surge. He doesn't take the -2 penalty anymore.
Okay.
So you need to give me an endurance roll.
I did 22.
Okay. You get your healing surge back, and you feel like you've shaken it off.
Okay.
Are we going to have to recheck Ren later?
He hasn't completely shaken it off.
Okay.
He'll have to.
Does anyone else? Does anyone else need some attention?
Yes. Did anyone else get bit? Hygiene one. Anyone?
I got Nod on. I'm fine.
Okay. We get hit points back after we sleep, right?
Well, you can spend it before we go to sleep. You can spend any amount of healing surges you want.
Well, I don't really. I mean,
since we have,
I'm only down 7 points.
Technically, your encounter powers refresh every 5 minutes. And that means that when you're taking a short rest, you can use your encounter powers.
So I can use my healing word, is what you're saying?
Yes. Every 5 minutes.
Alright, so I have 2 healing words. Anyone?
I'm good.
I'm fine. I'm only
good. I'm good.
Alright.
Okay. And we'll wrap it up here.
Barricaded. Do we get through the night, or are we...
We'll just wrap it up here.
Like, before we rest, after we rest.
Before we rest.
So we can go ahead and say it. You're a carpetbagger. You just need to keep track of how many surges you got right now.
Clearly, I can crank the.
And what daily powers you've used. Alrighty.
Gamers, Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersaddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.